I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton and welcome to Big Squid. On today's Chitter Chatter, the fabulous Adam Richard is going to share some skin-raising facts about sharks. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. The last time he swung by, he was talking all about Dolly and that unfortunate sheep that was named after her. What do you have for us today, Adam?
Look, I don't want to terrify you this early in the week, but I have some scary, scary facts about sharks.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were going to say about my dad, but we can go sharks instead. That's fine. I was terrified.
I know, you should be. So the great white shark, you know, the biggest shark.
Yes.
the most terrifying shark, the one from Jaws. The great white shark is, I don't know if you know this, but they're a fish, obviously.
Right.
They have gills like a fish, but because they're not quite as evolved as other fish, they don't have the little pump for the gills to pump the water in and out, why they swim around with their mouth open all the time.
Oh, they're underwater mouth breathers.
Because they have to push the water through manually by swimming through the water so it can oxygenate and they can breathe. I know, it's crazy. And 1/3 of their body weight is liver. One third is liver. Because they eat a lot of blubber, mainly from seals, which is why they don't love humans, because those fit people that go all the way out into the water don't have much fat on them. So they take a bite and they're like, I need blubber. What are you doing here?
Right. we must be, grizzly?
Oh, there's just not much blubber on us. Yeah. We're not designed to be living in cold oceans.
Yeah.
I would probably be a good meal for a shark, but maybe not a fit person who's out at sea. I wouldn't be that far out at sea because I'm too tired. So they fill up on like whale blubber and seal blubber and they fill up their liver, and then that means they can swim for miles and miles and miles. There was they tag them and follow them like with GPS. And the first one they tagged that they noticed going halfway around the world was called Nicole. They named her after Nicole Kidman.
Oh my God.
Tagged her in South Africa and they watched her swim all the way to Exmouth in Western Australia.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, like halfway around the world. Like that's a big swim.
Does it stop or does it just kind of keep moving?
It just keeps going.
Right, because I know the line is always, relationships like a shark, it's got to keep moving forward or it dies. But I didn't know if that was...
That's the breathing. That's because they've got to keep pushing the water across its gills.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting.
And do because they're fish, they have scales, which you can only really see under an electron microscope because they're very small.
Yeah.
And the scales are... Oh, this is the most terrifying thing. So they're an entire a shark's entire skin basically is made up of what's called dermal denticles. So dermal meaning skin, denticle meaning teeth.
Oh.
Their skin is teeth.
Oh, no.
So not just in the mouth, their entire skin is made up of tiny little teeth. They've got enamel, they've got pulp, they're slightly sharp. If you rub a shark the wrong way, you will cut yourself.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, a shark is made entirely of teeth.
No, you're right. That is terrifying.
Told you it was going to be scary.
Oh, no. It's so funny. The rest of it was absolutely fine, and that is goodness.
Yeah.
Because I've always, you know, you've seen footage over the last few years where they're trying to kind of rehabilitate the shark and its reputation, and you kind of see people, like I've seen people kind of patting sharks.
Yeah, but they always have a glove on.
Yes.
They always have like those little chainmail gloves on.
Well, yeah, now I'm thinking, like, that glove better be thick because it could go through if you're patting against the grain.
Yeah, if you pat the wrong way, rip, rip, rip.
God.
And they suspect it's maybe because, like, you know, they've never been observed mating great white sharks. Like, no one has ever sprung them, you know, at work.
Right, going for gold.
Yeah, like, but they suspect maybe there might be some biting involved in the courting process.
Oh, no.
And so, of course, the only thing that's going to stop a shark's ridiculously terrifying serrated eight rows of teeth is more teeth.
It's more teeth.
Stopping it. Yeah, the teeth are stopping the teeth from piercing their skin, basically.
Wow, that is a lot. And I guess the only way to really fend off a shark is to bring in its natural apex predator, which would be an orthodontist.
Just coming at them with some body length braces and some rubber bands.
Yeah, and a bill that barely gets covered by private health insurance. That'll take the shark down. Well, I appreciate this fact. I also appreciate I will probably not get to sleep until much later tonight. So thank you very much for that. And what's coming up on the podcast?
Look, there'll be on me, I am memoir, the meaning of Mariah Carey. there'll be some more trips to the regularverse where we listen to the albums of one Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my God. My God. I'll just keep coming back to it. So good and out of sight.
Oh, she was amazing. But, you know, we basically spent all of our time going, is this Jennifer singing or is this someone else?
Oh, no. Oh, no. J-Lo.
She was making four films that year. How did she get an album out? Yeah. Oh, she got someone else to sing most of it.
Oh, I long for the day when I can pay someone else to do this podcast on my behalf.
I'll do it for you. No one will know. No one will know, Justin.
No one will know. All right. Thank you, Adam. Thank you to Adam for helping me kick off your week. If you're a fan of the Mission Impossible movies, make certain you check out our new series right here on the Big Squid feed. It's called Mission Impossible. Look, I am genuinely way too happy with that awful pun. It's a disgrace how happy I am with that. Basically, Adam and I are going to cover all of the Mission Impossible movies in the lead up to Dead Reckoning Part 1 later in the year. So listen out for that. They have been immense fun to record. The first one's out. The second one will be coming out, I reckon, probably next month. So gives you a bit of time to, if you feel like it, watch one of the movies, listen to the podcast, and get ready for Uncle Tom Cruise and his crazy stunts. Like, God, what's going to happen in this next one? I honestly cannot wait. Before we go, a quick reminder to Adelaide fans. My new solo show, Little Victories, opens tomorrow night, the 28th of Feb, at the Rhino Room. I'm performing 5 shows only, so if you're keen to come along, this is the only way you can do it. I say this knowing that I have also done this in the past. If you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting to that, and then suddenly you go, what do you mean it finished 3 weeks ago? So if you're keen, it's this week. 5 shows only. My listeners can access discounted tickets by using the promo code PODCAST when making your purchase. So the promo code is PODCAST. Head to justinhamilton.com.au/gigs. That's justinhamilton.com.au/gigs, and you can find tickets there. Two more Big Squid podcasts coming this week. Tomorrow, Ben Elwood and I bring in our good friend and comedian, Alice Fraser, for a brand new Space Podyssey. This time, we're covering Denis Villeneuve's Arrival, one of my favorite sci-fi movies of all time. And then on Thursday, author Garth Jones is slinking out of the past, the AML segment he does on this podcast. And together, we're going to discuss our favorite books / graphic novels of 2022. So it's another big week here on the Big Squid podcast. In the meantime, I thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.